Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A few minutes ago.
A few minutes ago.
Yeah, what happened?
I asked a question in the studio. Have you ever caught a ball? Assuming we all knew we were talking about Phillies Karen.
Like foul or home runs.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Bright girl answered, like in life.
Well, I was like, I will be honest.
Thought about it. Have I ever caught a ball? I don't know. Give me a second.
I genuinely wasn't paying close attention to what you were talking about. So then I thought, maybe they're talking about how much it hurts to catch a ball that you're not expecting. You know, it hurts your hand a bit. Okay.
It can. I mean, if it's a lob, then, it's just kind of like.
You're not wearing a glove.
You said you played softball, right?
You've never barehanded one?
I was going to say, when you're never barehand, right? Or were you?
Sometimes you can barehand. No, you have a glove, but sometimes it comes to the wrong hand.
No, I'll tell you right now, if it was coming to the wrong hand, there was no going for it. It was like, well, there it goes.
Boys would go for it.
Yeah,
we will break our hand to try to catch the ball.
I was also like 9. Oh. So. Okay. It wasn't competitive.
But we were talking about Phillies Karen. I presume everyone on the planet knows this girl. Can we find out, is it true or false that she got fired? Because all the memes came up going, Phillies Karen found, doxed, fired. But then there's some woman who's going, hey, hi, I'm not her.
Oh
no, they got
and
the wrong
people
one?
Do yes, and they doxed the crap out of her. And she's like, will you guys stop? I'm a Red Sox fan. Like, it's not me.
Oh no.
I mean, if you have like a kind of a bob and gray hair and attend baseball games, you are in deep tatas at this point because people hate you. And I don't really know which side I'm on.
There's also something weird happening where it's like, we have this incident. We have the incident of the CEO taking the hat from the kid.
At the tennis game.
And then in a weird way, also like the whole Coldplay thing. It's just like people getting put on blast.
Yeah.
She was not fired. In fact, her identity still remains unknown. It looks
so,
like.
But the chick then that everybody thought it was is in a lot of trouble with her company.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me. I wasn't at the game. Yeah. Like, what do we...
Yeah, that's terrible. And now her company's like, we're going to fire you just to be safe.
Just to save face.
I have nothing to do.
Yeah. Who was right? Who was wrong in this? I've never caught a ball. I've been in the place. I've been on the Rockies third base side where just foul balls just come zinging at you. And may I just say, I don't know if you guys have heard this before. I sat there. I was like second row. There was a family with a newborn baby there. And I'm like, you people need help in the cabeza.
Helmets.
What? I mean, everyone's just looking at the baby. I'm like, you're all looking at the baby. came zinging in and somebody like, I can't remember, knocked it away or whatever. And I'm like, go somewhere. Like, I couldn't enjoy the game. The whole time I'm just like, this baby's going to die.
Yeah.
Because if it hits the baby.
It's done.
Dead. Dead baby.
Don't like that we got here, but
sure. Yeah. Okay. But.
Fire that baby.
But I want to know, what was her argument? Just because it was in her section, then no one in another section can get the ball? I don't understand why she went over to the dad and poked him.
The video that I saw, it looked like it was hit to her section, right?
So?
Obviously, it's not hit to her because it's
only a few seats over. I mean, like maybe 10 seats max.
But the guy did run over and grab it. Like he was in a different section and ran over and grabbed the ball.
When the ball is just rolling around, whose ball is that?
Free.
It's a free grab.
Even if you're not in that section.
Yeah. If you get there fast enough, whatever.
It's the same with t-shirts. Yeah. I've been in that situation where they're like, doing the t-shirt
you
cannon.
You want to catch it so bad.
Oh, so bad. And then it's just like a...
really good t-shirt gun
thank you.
Thing.
Thank
you. Record. Your keyboard and your t-shirt gun.
Yeah, they're
let's
very good.
Into more stupid stories.
No, but like, at that point, it's getting like tossed around. And if there's a kid in a wheelchair sitting there, I don't owe it to him to give it to him. I've been down a rabbit hole where people just like get the ball and they look around. And they're like, oh man, there's a little girl over there. And they give it to him.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but you don't have to do that either. You can be the guy at the golf tournament where everybody else has given away the prizes and still keep your TV. You can still keep it when you won it fair and square.
So what like you're trying to convince ball. Us is it's, that you're a great person, regardless of the TV.
Yeah.
At the charity event.
I still bought all those raffle tickets.
Yeah.
Right? He's had us over for movie nights. He's used that TV. Right. He's still hanging on
right,
to it.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if there's a little kid in a wheelchair right there and you caught a foul ball, do you have to give it to him?
Don't you want to?
Yeah, I would want to in that scenario, but also because limited, like the kid couldn't go up the stairs to get it. So I'm going to give the ball to that kid.
But I mean, are you looking around?
I probably will. If there's just a random kid next to me.
No, that kid could have run for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also I'm catching it. Maybe I'm going to give it to my kid.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I've got, or I'm maybe.
That's what that guy did. He gave it to his kid. And then he had to take it out of his kid's hand and give it to this Karen. He gave
Which
it to his kid.
Why did, I'm wondering, why did he give it up? If he caught it fair and square and some crazy lady comes in and is screaming at me in front of my kid, I'm not giving you the ball. I'm getting security or whatever.
Haven't you heard what he said?
No. What
he didn't
did
want to set a bad example in front of his kid. He's like, I wasn't going to let this woman escalate it to something else. And he's just like, here you go.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing for her.
But she didn't see it
I
that
didn't
way.
Know that he did that. I stopped the clip because, to be frank, I'm tired of these. Of seeing like so many people freaking out over something dumb and then companies rewarding them.
Well, rewarding the other person.
Yeah. But it's too far.
You're not
Why
happy.
Why did this
that...
guy get an RV?
Wait, who did?
What?
The guy.
The dad.
The owner of Camp World. Like first the Phillies came out and gave the kid everything.
Yeah.
Like a whole bag of merch.
And they met.
Then the dude who hit came out and gave the kid the bat.
What?
Oh, that's right.
Which like that's. You know what? Fine. I'll do that.
And then the owner of Camp World.
Was he at the game too?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he might be a Phillies fan. is giving them an RV and tickets to the World Series.
Oh, I saw the tickets to the World Series
That's
thing, but
insane.
What's the RV for?
So they, because the World Series probably hotels are crazy.
Oh,
so then you just have an RV and then you just go camp.
That makes me want to get us together. Go to, I was going to say a Rockies game, but no. Nav's game and like try to
stage something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does make it seem, I agree with you. It's just like, I don't actually want to catch the ball. I want something to happen and then I'll get way more.
Yeah.
It is kind of teaching that. Like now the ball's going to be hit and just everyone just scatters. They're like, I don't want it. I want the free stuff.
Wait, so we're not focusing on the fact that there's like random companies just being kind. We're focused on people are bad.
Aaron is the one you want to send your angry text to. 303-222-5423. And if you have time before you send that text or after you send it, just go through our Instagram feed until you see Aaron being flipped a puck.
I asked for it, to be fair. I held up my phone and said, what are the odds I could get a puck?
Okay.
I asked for it.
I'm so tired of companies.
And that's all I got was just a puck that they
that's
used.
That's all you got.
I didn't get an RV.
You didn't get an RV, slacker.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.